here we go. And just take a minute to make sure you're really comfortable here for the next bit of time. And if you can make yourself any more comfortable, just feel free to do that. To begin your practice by reflecting for a minute on your intention for doing this practice. Sometimes it's helpful within that intention to include for your intention to be awake and aware through any of the changing states of consciousness that you might experience during this practice. An intention to be awake and aware. And then just let yourself feel a little deeper into that and notice if there is a deeper heart's desire that might be coming forward right now. Heartfelt desire that you may find, realize in fact, motivates your life. What does the heart most long for? The truth of this moment. And just notice how you can allow that heartfelt desire to be here, present, right now. The truth of this moment, right now. Not something that you're wishing for into the future or you're hoping for one day. You can feel that present here, right now. So in truth it is. And can you then just take a moment to consider your inner resource or your safe place? That experience, that feeling, that place perhaps, where when you go you feel completely held, completely free to be just who you are, completely safe. You may wish to create it anew today, or it may be an old familiar friend. An old familiar place that you recognize and have visited many times before, either in your imagination or in actuality. And what may be most important about that inner resource is the feeling that you have in your body when you're in that place. Just really let yourself have that feeling of being held, being secure, free to be just who you are. you will, please bring your awareness to your mouth. And just take a moment to feel the mouth. You might notice initially how the eyes come in to visualize the mouth. And then more and more, just let that visualization or the eyes relax, visualization drop away. And notice how you can move into pure feeling, pure sensation of mouth, tongue, teeth and gums, lips, the mouth, and from the feeling of the mouth, the back of the mouth, let your attention move into the inner ear canals. Just take your time as that feeling, that awareness of the sensation of the inner ear canals develops. You might feel like you're moving or walking through those inner ear canals. Perhaps even feeling the walls as you walk through or move through these vast tunnels until you come to the outer ears. Just take a moment then to feel into the architecture of the outer ears. Folds, valleys. And then allow your attention to come to your nose, nostrils, perhaps the sensation of breath in the nostrils. Perhaps the temperature of breath as you breathe in and the temperature of the breath as you breathe out. And then can you bring your awareness to your eyes? Just become aware of the eyes, the eyeballs themselves, the eyelids, eye sockets, and notice that there is a certain amount of tension in the eyes that you really can't relax. And if you find that tension in the eyes, just go into it. Be with it. Probe it. And then can you let your attention drop back behind the eyes into the Ajna chakra, the third eye? Rest there. Can you be it? Can you feel how this impacts your whole body? If you will, let your attention move to the back of the neck. It's feeling sensation in the back of the neck. And letting awareness move out through the shoulders. Noticing how the awareness flows spontaneously into the arms, the hands, let your awareness just rest in the palms of the hands for a moment. First, there may be a visualization of the hands, of the arms. But more and more, let the eyes just drop out so that what remains is a feeling of sensation. First hand knowing of the sensation of the arms, of the hands. Perhaps there's a feeling of radiance. Feeling of radiant sensation. And let your attention come right on up back to the throat again. And then explore down into the sphere of the rib cage. And you may want to just feel inside that sphere of the rib cage, the inner walls, and take a moment to just be with what you come upon. Inside the front inner wall, back inner wall, the left inner wall, right inner wall, just whatever you come upon. And that sphere of the rib cage. And allow your awareness to drop on down into the sphere of the abdomen. And take a moment to just feel the sensation in the front inner wall of the abdomen, back inner wall, inside the left wall of the abdomen, left side wall, inside the right side wall, and that feeling of the sphere of the abdomen. And then the attention just can drop right on down into the pelvic basin. And take a moment to explore the sensation of the sphere of the pelvic basin. And as you become aware of the sensation of the pelvic basin, you may even feel like you're inside palpating those inner walls, front inner wall, back inner wall, inside the left, and inside the right. Sphere of the pelvic basin. And feel the way the attention drops into the hips. And flows into the legs, the upper legs, knees, lower legs, ankles, and right on into the feet. Even the soles of the feet. And now, if you will, take a moment to feel your global body. All these different parts and personalities of the body orchestrating into a feeling of a global whole. The whole body together. as you're feeling the body and aware of all of the body sensations as they come and go, can you just drop back and feel the field of spacious awareness in which these sensations are arising? Just let yourself drop back or step back a little bit. And feel yourself as the awareness in which all of these changing sensations come and go. And can you notice the breath breathing itself? Can you take a moment and just join with the breath, feeling the breath, noting its movement, observing the inhalation and the exhalation. Just riding each breath all the way to its completion. And as you do so, noticing that little pause at the end of the exhalation. And that little pause at the top of the inhalation. Just riding the breath all the way to its ends. And as you are just joining with the breath, riding the breath, feeling the breath as it moves through the body, body breathing itself, can you bring your awareness to the front of your body? And as you breathe out, can you just let your awareness drop with the breath through to the back of the body? Almost as if as the breath moved on the exhalation, it was scanning the body front to back. And then as you breathe in, just let that scanner again scan with the inhalation from the back of the body back up to the front. No need to grasp, no need to go out and seek anything in particular. Just notice what comes to you as your attention and the breath scan from front to back of the body and back to front again. Just this simple openness. Curiosity, and then could you just for a moment let the two opposites of the body, front and back, join together and feel the whole body breathing again? And then bringing your awareness over to the left side of the body. As you breathe out, can you just let the breath be like a scanning device that crosses from the left side of the body through the midline over to the right side of the body? And on the next breath, let that breath be a scanning device that scans right back over to the left again. yourself is this simple openness. Nothing to seek, nothing to make happen. Just noticing what it is that comes to you. Sensation of body, sensation of breath, and just a simple openness. Noticing what it is that comes to you. And then at some point, just let both sides of the body draw together into a feeling of wholeness. And take a moment to feel the whole body breathing itself again. The whole body breathing itself. And as all these sensations of the body come and go, as the breath itself comes and goes, just step back for a moment and feel yourself as that awareness in which all these changing sensations of the body, changing sensations of breath, currents of energy are moving. Just that simple, open spaciousness of awareness in which these objects are moving. And you just might scan the body now and notice if there are any feelings that are present. So it might be feelings of heaviness as the body rests on the ground. And then notice if there might be simultaneously any feeling of lightness present. And allow yourself to go back to that feeling of heaviness for a moment. Really feel that. Welcome it in. That earthiness of the body as it rests on the earth. All those parts of the body that feel like they're dropping, heavy and dense. And then bring your awareness to that feeling of lightness in the body. Perhaps the air on your skin. Feeling of lightness. And just go back once again to any feelings of heaviness in the body. And then any feelings of lightness that you might discover. And then allow yourself for a moment to just hold both of these simultaneously. Just experience both heaviness and lightness at the same time. And notice how this impacts the body and the mind. You might notice if there are any feelings of discomfort in the body. And then take a moment to locate any feelings of comfort that you might find. Any feelings of discomfort? Any feelings of comfort? Discomfort and comfort, and allow yourself to feel both comfort and discomfort at the same time. And notice how this impacts your body and your mind. And can you just scan the body now and notice if there are any emotions that are present? It might be something that arises spontaneously in this moment. It might be something that you are working with in your life. And feel free to stay with whatever it is that might be arising for you right now, or come along with me for a moment as we explore emotion. Might there be any feelings of agitation in the body? Any feelings of agitation? If you notice those emotions present, just see if you can find where in the body you might feel that. Just a simple, open curiosity, welcoming any feelings of agitation or restlessness. And can you also just notice if there might be any feelings in the body of calmness? Any feelings in the body of calmness, of ease? And just go out into your body and see if you can locate where those feelings of calmness and ease live in the body. And then again, any feelings of agitation or anxiety, where that lives in the body. And any feelings of calmness, ease, relaxation, where you find that as sensation in your body. Can you allow yourself to feel both of these emotions at the same time? The feeling of anxiety or agitation, as well as the feeling of calmness, ease, relaxation. Both at the same time. Just Just notice how this impacts your body and your mind. And as you're holding both, can you take a moment and just feel back into the open spaciousness in which this is unfolding? Emotions, feelings and emotions coming and going. And notice as you step back, you as the awareness in which all these changing feelings, emotions arise, develop, and dissolve again. All within this open spaciousness of awareness. Notice that this awareness is unchanged and unchanging. Even as feelings, emotions come and go, this awareness itself unchanged and unchanging. Might there be some thought or belief that's arising in this moment? Or something that you're working with in your life? Just notice what spontaneously arises. And how does this thought or this belief impact your body? What is it like when you take this belief to be true? And if this were no longer true, what would be its opposite? Where would you feel that in your body? And just feel back again into the awareness in which all the changing perceptions are arising and unfolding. And notice that awareness itself is unchanged and unchanging. And now bring your attention to any feelings of joy that might be present. Or you might bring to mind a time when you felt joyfulness. Bringing to memory a time when you felt really happy. Or perhaps a feeling when you felt just a beautiful sense of well-being. Can you now let go of that memory of that time and just feel the pure sensation of joyfulness, joy, or well-being, or just pure happiness? Feel that as it lives in the body. may feel like as one part of the body lights up with this sensation, this knowingness, this recognition of joy or well-being or happiness. It's almost like one cell then lights up the next and the next and the next until the whole body is alive and alight with the recognition of joyfulness or happiness or simple well-being. And understand that the situation you recalled didn't create that awareness. That it's been here all the time. And as you continue to embody your joyfulness or well-being, can you just take a step back again into that space of open awareness? Witnessing the effect that this being awareness itself has on your body, mind. As you're aware of all these different sensations coming and going, body sensations, sensations of the breath, currents of energy in the body, feelings coming and going, emotions rising, dissolving, thoughts, beliefs. Can you just take a step back and feel as if all of these objects that are coming and going are moving across a movie screen? They are, in a sense, projections on the movie screen. And you yourself as that screen. Untouched by the changing images and sensations and objects that come and go on that screen itself. Feel the greater spaciousness in which all of this is arising, moving, and dissolving. And living from this place of open spaciousness, can you see how everything blossoms out of this? Even the personality. A sense of I-ness. And can you experience yourself as unchanging, vast, open spaciousness, spacious awareness that contains everything? Thank you. pure way into this, that you can feel this. Just allowing everything to be just as it is. Yourself, just as you are. Simply being. Open. Spacious. Openness itself. Experience how everything arises within awareness and reveals awareness as the ground in which it's unfolding. How awareness touches, pervades, and supports each movement in awareness. Just imagine yourself going about the rest of your day while continuing to feel this vast openness of pure awareness in which all the activities of life are unfolding. And can you sense this interesting paradox of being both spacious, pure awareness, while also being this personality of body and mind? Imagine setting your personality free to be just as it is. And recognize how in each moment there is an exact and perfect response to every situation life presents. Feel yourself equally as the open, spacious presence in which all is unfolding, both totally involved in and as this personality, in and as the body's inherent responsiveness, yet in the same moment free as spacious, open, pure awareness. And can you once again feel into your deepest heart's desire? Recognizing that this is so in this moment. This is the truth of this moment. Which you recognize as a felt knowing. Can you just once again become aware of the room, your body resting on the floor, the space of the room, the walls, ceiling, the floor, Just let any sounds that come to you be welcome here. And then perhaps take a little bit deeper breath. You may want to open the eyes several times before finally opening the eyes. And noticing there's a point at which the body just spontaneously wants to enter back into the rest of the day. There's a point at which the body just wants to move, perhaps stretch, perhaps roll over onto the side. All the time in the world. And opening and closing the eyes a few times again, perhaps, as you come back to that everyday alert wakefulness. Living this paradox. Both one with this sense of I-ness and all that arises in your awareness, and also the recognition of this open spaciousness of awareness that is unchanging, untouched, forever present. Thank you for practicing Yoga Nidra today.